I'm over the moon to finally get it done. You know, it's just been done quickly and everything. So it's not like I've had to wait around or, you know, anything like that. It's been perfect, really, because it gives me now, you know, a good 3-4 weeks to just have a good time with my family, chill out for the summer, knowing that, you know, hopefully I'll be a championship player next season. Well, I will be a championship player, but, you know, hopefully play a part in the season next season. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It's been a really good couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. For personal note, on my side of it, it really has been, you know, since I've been at Preston, I've got back into the Jamaica squad as well. And you know, the managers, I've been fortunate enough to play most of the games in the last two seasons. So, you know, that's all you want as a footballer. Obviously, that things might change next season as it's a bigger league, a better league, and I've never played in the league, so the manager might opt to play with, you know, might bring some faces in that have played in it before. But you know, you always, when you get your chance, you try and take it. So I'm just looking forward to having an opportunity next season to play in the championship, and hopefully I can just perform to my best.
Certainly such an exciting challenge, isn't it, to be going to the second tier, one division off the top flight of English football. It's something that all the players must be really excited about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I haven't had a chance to speak to most of the lads because they're on holiday or whatever. But when we get back there to pre-season and stuff, you know, all the lads will be buzzing. Like I say, a new challenge for us. And, you know, you only have to look at the likes of Bournemouth and what they've done in Brentford, you know, last season, what they did. So, you know, it's doable, it's capable. And I can't see why we couldn't do that if, you know, with the squad we've got, you know, Gaffer seeming to keep the players that we had last season and bring in a couple of new faces just to strengthen the squad. And then we'll just see how far that can take us.
Incredible end to a football season, wasn't it? I mean, Wembley must be so fresh in the memory still. And then coming back to Deepdale as a squad the day after and everyone getting together for the final time of the season. I suppose that they're special times in your career that you'll always look back on, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They definitely are. You know, it was an unbelievable day, night, and everything about it was really, really good. You know, and I'm glad that we could finally, you know, let the fans leave Wembley happy as of recent years. So it was good all round for everyone. And like I say, that's over now. We're now starting to focus on this season coming ahead.
I know you're a team player, Chris, and all that kind of thing, but when you get to the biggest stage, and the injury to Paul Gallagher early in the game might well have had a big contributing factor into it, how disappointing was it not to get on?
Everyone wants to play at Wembley. Everyone wants to get on the pitch at Wembley. You know, I've been fortunate to play there twice before. So I've had a taste of what it feels like. Listen, for us, it was just to go out there, the gaffer picked team he thought would win us the game, and we did. We won the game, and that's all that matters to me. Obviously, like I say, every footballer is disappointed when I don't come off the bench or they're not involved in the squad. But I think that on that day we just had the team spirit, the team togetherness. And when I say people weren't really bothered whether they got on or not, of course they are. But I think that the fact was we just wanted to win the game for everyone, for ourselves, for fans, family, everything. We just wanted to win the game, and the gaffer picked the right team in the end, and we won the game. And you can't say any more than that. And I was just buzzing to be involved in it and a part of it. And like I say, you know what? Me, everyone else that was in the stands, on the bench, or couldn't make it that day, we all played a part throughout the season, whether you played one game, 10 games, 50 games. And at the end of the day, I know I can look at myself and say, listen, you played most of the games that season. You might not have got on the Wembley, but you played a big part in the season. And that's all that matters, really.